Ladies and gentlemen, to my right and to your left as you look at your radio dial, we have Captain Vegas wearing a... Is this part of the Captain Vegas
Bob, it's good to see you, man.
Or is this...
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a long time.
And then Afternoon Jubb is also with us, looking like he missed his nap a little bit.
I didn't miss anything.
No.
You guys have been missing out. You guys didn't go to the ice bar. We did.
What's the ice bar?
The greatest bar ever.
It's a place to where you have to go get like a coat and gloves because it's like 10 degrees in there.
15 degrees in
there. And they serve all
the whole bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to go there today.
It's Frozen Awesomes.
Well.
Nah, there were mixed drinks.
Yeah. But they serve it to you in like an ice glass.
A glass made out of ice.
Yeah.
Really?
The whole place is ice.
Do they have
ice
one of those,
walls, ice tables?
Ice block shot luges?
No.
I didn't see that.
Didn't see that.
Where is this?
Second floor of our hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's in our hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Second floor.
Why did you sound so tired right there?
It's great.
Okay.
I'm great.
Falls
I've never been better.
You even
had some wings.
Gloves. You have to wear gloves in there unless your fingers will fall off.
Did they give y'all those hats?
Yeah, you get to keep the hats. You had to give up the pimp coat.
We had the VIP experience.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
We had fur coats.
Yeah.
How'd you do? Oh,
you didn't see the
Vegas.
Pictures?
I did, but but did you set this up, Captain Vegas?
I stood there and I went, I'm Captain Vegas. And they let us in.
Give me fur coat.
Great.
Oh, man. Was anybody in there, or were y'all the only ones?
Well, we were the only ones at first, and then a group of 19 came in with about, like, 14 girls.
Bunch of teachers from Houston.
Yeah. Mm. We taught them something.
Now.
Sit down and shut up. I'm going to teach you something.
Yeah. I mean, we just talked to them. It's not as if we were, like, dirty dancing with them or anything.
How old were they?
Just hanging out. They're about...
One had a birthday. She turned 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
And then George said it was my birthday, so she came over and, you know...
She loved Donovan.
Give you a lap dance.
A little cold loving, you know.
Wow. A bunch of teachers from Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell them you're part of the Super Bowl media brigade?
No, man.
Nah, I didn't go there. They already knew. They already knew.
We don't need to do all that to impress them. Just look at us.
They already knew.
Look at the picture I sent
Captain
you.
Vegas
you didn't
and Joe.
Because nothing impresses 30-year-olds like media dudes from the Super Bowl.
That's right.
But what if it's two hot dudes in pimp fur coats?
No, I
with a bear hat and a ice fishing hat.
Yeah, and a Russian hat.
No, the photo is kind of badass. You guys do look like you're in a Bond movie or something like that.
Yeah. The whole bar is made of ice,
didn't
except for the
ice
floor.
Throne.
They look like Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd and Spies Like Us.
Yeah.
What is that
you got there? A little vodka?
I don't know what you were drinking. I was drinking margaritas.
Okay.
All right.
Just keep them coming.
Yeah. Keep them rolling.
I just told him to put some liquid badass in a cup, and I'm going to sip on it all night.
Oh.
And that's exactly what I did.
No, I know, Captain Vegas.
Bob doesn't believe you.
I believe you. It's been a while since we worked together. I think you've forgotten what's up.
Forgotten.
You know what?
Bob has forgotten what's up.
I think there's no way he could.
He
doesn't know how I do things.
Nah, he doesn't know.
I haven't gone to Vegas with Donnie much.
I have never seen bigger beer muscles than what is coming out of Donovan.
What? Jeez. What are you talking about? This is how I normally act. This is my town. It's what I do.
It is your town.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. This is your town.
This alter ego is obnoxious.
It's kind of awesome, though, right?
What?
Yeah, you need to keep this up throughout tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I think it's perfect.
I think it is also.
You keep doing you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
Ice
you,
Bar Brothers.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Ice Bar Brothers.
Ice Bar Brothers.
Yeah.
That bear hat is the greatest hat of all time.
It might be.
It's so hilarious.
When we went there, he asked for a bigger size, but
to squeeze this one on.
I said, no, it's only one size.
I said, give it to me. Gotta have the bear hat.
He looks like a 1940s football player. You know?
No, well, he looks like a mascot for the 1930s Chicago Bears.
Oh, like how
they roll out on the...
Yeah, that guy likes the T formation for sure.
I'm an end.
Wait, what?
What?
End.
Yeah.
Donnie.
End.
E-N-D.
I didn't hear you.
You're right. He's very sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's Captain Vegas.
Come on, man.
Know?
We're Ice Bar Brothers.
Yes, you are. That's right. I can't get mad at you. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
But it was close. That
I'm
was
sorry.
Close.
We're wrecking your show. I'm sorry.
No.
We're
you're just
saying you got that things to do. Do whatever you were going to do.
What you do?
I'll let you listen to something. Okay.
We're gonna eat wings.
Yeah, you did. You guys polished off the 2-day-old wings that had been sitting. Yeah.
Oh no, they were fresh.
Soak up.
They were so
whatever
fresh
was happening at that ice bar right now.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about you,
you really?
Passing a breathalyzer.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of worried about that myself. No, but it's sightseeing.
No, I know. You have an aroma.
I wanted to show Jubb the sights of Las Vegas.
Thank you.
We're not driving a school bus right now.
No, you're not.
No.
I could.
Hanging out with the hard
line. Yeah,
I
yeah.
could right now.
Yeah. I would only hit two concrete walls.
I would be worried.
I wouldn't stop at the railroad tracks.
No, I wouldn't stop there either.
No,
I'd take my chances.
To hell with that.
Yeah.
So, as you guys are well aware of, last night was media night.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was very
that's
exciting.
Why I was there.
Man, very exciting
great.
Night. Yeah. Very exciting night. And Bob and I were on a mission to find one Creed Humphrey, the center for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
And it took a while.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, pretty much the entire time we were there, we were roaming around looking for Creed, but we finally found him. Now.
Well, he can hide behind people very easily. He's a smaller guy.
Undersized center.
Yeah. But I did know, George, that he is a big fan of Red Dirt music. Okay.
Sweet.
So this was my entree into my Bingo. Creed Humphrey, the former Oklahoma center who has...
He went, wait a minute.
Yeah. Who has
he went to Oklahoma.
Had Baker, Kyler, and Jalen all under
wow.
his
wow.
hands right on his bottom.
Did yes. you ask to touch his bottom?
I wanted to cup his balls because their hands had all been down there.
Right.
To feel
they
the
don't
power.
Go under center at Oklahoma.
No, they really don't.
That's true.
They really don't. They really don't. So, anyway, we had that going. But then, are you guys familiar with the...
Oh, no.
With the three Kansas City Chiefs fans that froze to death.
Starting.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird story.
So for those who don't know, three Chiefs fans were watching the Chiefs-Bills game, playoff game.
At a buddy's
game.
House.
Yeah, at a buddy's house. And they were all out there partying outside, and the guy who owned the house went inside and was like, I'm going to bed, you guys have fun. 2 days later.
Just left them on the patio?
2 days later, the cops showed up, and they're like, yeah, did you host a party here a couple nights ago? Yeah.
Well, where are your friends? Their cars are still out front.
Yeah, their family members are looking for them, and the cop, he's like, well, I don't know, come on and look for them. And they walked outside, and they're all frozen in the lawn chair.
Man.
Yeah.
But in football poses.
They OD'd on fentanyl.
So.
One was doing a skinny post, and the Heisman other was
post.
Throwing it to him.
So we were having a lot of fun talking Red Dirt. Until we started talking about frozen
no.
people.
What are you doing?
Dude.
Thank you so much.
Creed, have you had time to see either Zach Bryan or Turnpike Troubadours in the last year?
Yeah, I've seen them both this past year. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you see Zach?
Saw Zach in Kansas City and then saw Turnpike in Tulsa.
You did? So right when they made their triumphant return?
Yep.
You know those guys?
You know, I've gotten to know them a little bit throughout over the years. So.
Yeah, they're badass dudes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Who else is on your Americana / country radar?
Yeah, them, those two obviously. You got Cody Jinks, you got Whiskey Myers, Flatland
Hell
Cavalry.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can go all day naming guys.
Two bands.
Is that your main jam?
Thank
like
you. Thank you.
I know.
Flatland Cavalry and Cody Jinks.
Yeah, and Flatland is awesome.
Great. Flatland's played Jump Jam.
Yes.
Boy, my daughter would freak.
Thanks for paying attention, Bob.
Yeah, way to go, Bob.
Headliners about 6 years ago.
Yeah, way to go. Way to support.
Well, six Bob. Years ago, she
I've
wasn't
been trying to tell you
she
after
wasn't
like
into the Red Dirt.
15 years, and now all of a sudden Corby goes, hey, you heard of Turnpike Troubadours?
Well, Corby sounds just like a lot
yes,
like Dan
Corby,
Bennett.
They're like the flipping guy.
Hey, you guys heard of Turnpike Troubadours?
What's this I'm hearing about?
Look. It's fine. I don't care.
I may be a little late to the party.
That's great.
But now I'm all in, and it's
I know,
fun
it's
and
great.
All that good stuff.
It's great.
So, okay, here's my best friend, Creed Humphrey.
Okay.
Cody Jinks, you got Whiskey Myers, Flatland Cavalry. Yeah, I can go all day naming guys, to be honest. But
is that your main jam? Like, is that what you're listening to?
Yeah.
Pretty much full time?
Yeah, mainly that's the kind of music I listen to. The Red Dirt Country, stuff
yeah.
from Oklahoma, Texas.
And the explosion from Oklahoma, it's got to make your heart proud.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got a ton of great artists there, and it's awesome.
Have you met Zach?
No, I haven't met Zach.
You haven't?
No.
It's almost to the point now where he's like Mahomes being. Like, it's almost difficult to imagine getting a spot to meet him. He's playing, he'll play stadiums like this.
Yeah, yeah. He exploded fast too. You know, he became huge fast. It's awesome to see. Obviously, another Oklahoma guy. You always love to see an Oklahoma guy, you know, have the success he's had.
All right, so we're taking a straw poll here. Are you aware? Because it's like half and half.
Should we pause it here?
Yeah.
This is where you go frozen,
so we're,
people.
So we're having fun. Creed's having a good time.
Red Dirt talking Cody Jinx.
Yeah.
We're taking a straw poll. You didn't ask anyone else this.
Well, he was part of the poll.
He was the first one in the straw
poll.
Yeah,
the only one.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
We're about to bring the room down, and Creed's going to want to pull his parachute, but let's carry on.
Because it's like half and half. Are you aware of the three Chiefs fans that froze after the Buffalo game?
Yeah, I had seen that.
You've read about that?
Haven't really read too much into it or anything. I saw a headline, though.
Yeah, they found him, like, frozen out in the yard on the next day after the game. Like, a trip.
That's terrible. Obviously, condolences to the families involved in that.
Okay, well, you have heard of it. That's good. You're keeping up with news. All right, dude. Boomer, we'll see you.
So wait a minute.
Awkward dismount that was.
You told him
good job, dude.
Yeah, good
keeping
job.
Up with the news.
I'm glad you heard about the three guys
jerk.
Who froze to death.
So the straw poll is, have you heard of it?
It's about half and half.
Look, I didn't. I got nervous. I don't know. I just wanted to know if he was keeping up with the news. Al, can you imagine too?
And you said it's like half and half.
So dumb.
So half the people. They haven't heard about this.
Right.
And you told them.
You're so over the top.
And then the other half had heard, and they offered condolences on live radio.
I do love the fact that he was, Whiskey Myers and Flatland Calvary and Cody Jinx. And condolences to the families of the frozen fans.
We just want to win.
I don't understand, man.
We
want to
win on
it.
Sunday in their memory.
That's your time on the rant that made that question happen.
Maybe.
Oh, it gets
your
worse.
Inner Gordon came. It gets worse.
Tomorrow it gets worse.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all's weird ass character, Secede Man, or Secede Men.
Yeah, it's Secede Man and Secede Man Junior.
Junior
to what?
Right.
What?
Secede Man Junior.
Did you go with us to the ice bar?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. There's a little fun for media night.
That was fun.
You gonna hit the gritty this year too?
Look, I'm not a performing circus bear. Okay,
hit the music, Ham.
It was just
hit the music, Ham.
It was just an opportunity. I just wanted to give you the forum. Offer you the
dude,
forum.
You are a mascot.
Maybe next segment. Maybe next segment.
You have the bear head on. You have to do the gritty. You have to do something.
Oh, they're playing the Cotton Eye Joe. If you want to do,
you know
that.
What? We've never got the gritty of the bear head ever.
Just hang on. Maybe it's not going to happen right now. It's
maybe we just want to vibe
just
with the music.
Let it happen organically.
All right.
We
well,
can't just
let's vibe with the music for a few seconds.
You can do the green and it is. No, you can't.
It's impossible.
What a terrible choice of music, Ham.
All right.
This what a beating. You right
damn,
now.
Ham.
Let us come back. We have one more segment. I've been waiting for this.
Space people.
I've been waiting for this my whole life, and the man finally came through on his promise.